I never wanted this for you. I worked my whole life. I don't apologize to take care of my family. And I refused to be a fool. Dancing on the string held by all those big shots. I don't apologize, that's my life, but I thought that... But when it was your time, that you would be the one to hold the strings. Senator Corleone. Governor Corleone, something.
I'm not a peasant of Vanta.
Well, this wasn't enough time, Michael. Wasn't enough time.
We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there.
We'll get there if you keep it tuned right here to the movie show with me, Joel Gibbs, here on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And I have a fellow Pezzo Navante with me here in the studio, and it's Jeff Malta, the administrator, head honcho, and creator of the world's literally greatest Godfather website on the internet, thegodfathertrilogy.com. In a moment, we're going to go and talk to Bob, who's on the line from New Jersey. I wanted to talk for just a moment with you, Jeff, about Richard Castellano and Robert Duvall. We know Robert Duvall playing Tom Hagen in the first two movies, and Castellano playing Clemenza in the first one and disappearing in the second one. Now, again, urban legend has it that he died of contract disease. I want more money, therefore you don't end up in the second film. What's the truth behind that?
As far as I know, that's the absolute truth.
Yeah.
Actually, also what I heard was that he was insisting also that his friend write his dialogue.
Oh, really?
And
big
Coppola,
shot.
And Kobe exec, talk about 90 caliber, big shot.
Yeah.
And Coppola didn't want anything to do with that, really, so that fell through, you know.
And that was it. And I always wondered, because towards the beginning of Godfather 2, when Willie Cheechee has come with, along with Frankie Pantangeli, to the Lake Tahoe party, Frankie's holding his arm as if there was a heart attack, and you hear Willie say, "That was no heart attack."
That was no.
And nothing is ever explained about
yeah.
it. To you wonder, how did Clemenza die? And has anybody ever said anything about that? That you know what was around it? Any conjecture as to maybe how Clemenza bought the farm?
Well, he's wearing the black armband, and he's like, "Well, that was no heart attack." And you know, the only conjecture really is that he was whacked
some way.
But we don't know. Maybe the Rosados did it. Maybe so and so did it. You know, it's just conjecture.
Well, hopefully, if he went to the pearly gates of the commune in the sky, he took the cannoli with him. Let's go to line one. Bob is listening here on WHWH in Franklin Park, New Jersey. Bob, welcome to the movie show.
Hey, thanks. First, I'll start by telling you the place where you get the best deal.
Wait, not yet. Let's save that. Okay. Let's save that for later, and we'll savor it like a good glass of wine.
Okay.
What I want you to tell me first is, why are you so crazy about The Godfather?
Oh, the stories, the acting, it's a tremendous story, a lot of plot intricacies, and it's a good period piece also of a lot of historical references all the way from the early part of the 1900s all the way through the 50s.
Are you like most guys that if you're flipping, even if you don't know that any of the Godfather films are on television, you're flipping, you slam the brakes on the remote. Are you compelled to watch?
Always. I have the DVD trilogy, and still, if it's on, I'm there.
Uh-huh. Now, do you... how often do you, since The Godfather, shows up on a lot of, cable stations, whether it's edited or unedited or whatever, how often do you go to the DVD and just arbitrarily slip it in the machine?
Every few weeks, I still will.
Every few weeks?
Wow. A few select scenes, maybe, if not the whole thing. Yeah.
I love it. I just love it. Now, what about you? We've been asking our other callers about the scenes that just, mm-hmm. That they absolutely love. For you and any of the films, what's your number one?
There's a lot of phenomenal ones to choose from. If I have to pick one single one, it would be from Godfather 2, the Hyman Roth speech about this is the business we have chosen.
I didn't ask,
mm-hmm.
right? Who gave the order?
That's it.
You're the first person to quote a scene from Godfather 2. We're going to do our best, by the way, in these few hours to play as many clips from both films as we can. You know what we should do? We should stick to clips from Godfather 1 as we have in this first hour, and we switch over to Godfather 2 in the second hour. So, Titanic Tim here, this is the service I want you to do for your Don. All right? Oh, very good. All right, Bob, you know, the best veal in the city, there's no question about it. Not only the best veal in the city, but if you go to the men's room, there's a gun behind the thing with the chain and the pool thing, you know. What's the name of that restaurant? Where is it?
Best veal in the city is at Louis, and it's in the Bronx.
Louis in the Bronx.
I also thought he was
nice college boy, huh?
If you remember, Sterling Hayden, the police, the crooked police captain, asking Salazzo, is the Italian food good here? Right. I think that's pretty funny.
How's the Italian food here? Well, the Chinese is okay, but I would try the veal. It's the best in the city. I have heard also, and I've never done this because I have better things to do with my time, but that if you go frame by frame by frame, as Michael is lifting the gun and it cuts to Salazzo's close-up, that the little cap, the little blood spurt in Saluzzo's head, you will see that before the gun is fired. Does that matter to you, Bob?
No, but I'm going to be looking for it. No, but I'll be on the lookout now.
I'm sure. Bob, I want you to hang on. Eric's going to take all your information. We're going to send you out that Blockbuster DVD rental coupon. And happy godfathering to you.
Thanks a lot.
Are you aware, Jeff, by any chance, because you're the factoid, godfather. I'm just curious. I was mentioning the fact that if you get nuts and you go frame by frame, you see the little, blood spurt first and whatever. Is there any really famous sort of gaffe in The Godfather? I know of one that is hilarious. I never really noticed it. Now when I watch it, I laugh my face off, but still it works. I wonder if you're thinking of the same one I did.
Well, I think the biggest one is when Tom and Waltz are having dinner and the waiter pours Tom his... fills up his wine glass, and then half a second later fills up his wine glass again. And, he didn't even have a chance to drink from it. So I think that was a little creative editing there.
Well, there you go. Well, when we come back, I'll see if I can remember with everything we're talking about to mention my favorite gaffe in the film. And I think it's maybe one of the more famous ones. Okay, real simple. Give us a call, 888-98-CRITIC, 888-98-CRITIC. And the question right now is, what is the food that is constantly seen, constantly used, constantly referred to in every one of the Godfather movies? This is a famous one. I think it's easy. What is the food? 888-98-CRITIC. I'm Joel Gibbs on The Movie Show. We'll be back after this.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good.